My name is Lieutenant Aldo Rain, and I'm putting together a special team, and I need me 8 soldiers. 8 Jewish American soldiers. Now, y'all might have heard rumors about the Armada happening soon. Well, we'll be leaving a little earlier. We're gonna be dropped into France, dressed as civilians. Once we're in enemy territory, as a bushwhacking guerrilla army, we're gonna be doing one thing, and one thing only. Killing Nazis. Now, I don't know about y'all, but I sure as hell didn't come down from the goddamn Smoky Mountains, cross 5,000 miles of water, fight my way through half of Sicily, and jump out of a fucking aeroplane to teach the Nazis lessons in humanity. Nazi ain't got no humanity. They're the foot soldiers of a Jew-hating, mass-murdering maniac, and they need to be destroyed. That's why any and every sumbitch we find wearing a Nazi uniform, they're gonna die. Now, I'm the direct descendant of the mountain man Jim Bridger. That means I got a little engine in me. And our battle plan will be that of an Apache resistance. We will be cruel to the Germans. And through our cruelty, they will know who we are. And they will find the evidence of our cruelty in the disemboweled, dismembered, and disfigured bodies of their brothers we leave behind us. And the German won't be able to help themselves. But imagine the cruelty their brothers endured at our hands, and our boot heels, and the edge of our knives. And the German will be sickened by us. And the German will talk about us. And the German will fear us. And when the German closes their eyes at night, and they're tortured by their subconscious for the evil they have done, it will be with thoughts of us that they are tortured with. Sound good?
Yes, sir!
Hi, and welcome to the Unnamed Movie Podcast. Don't tweet us about being wrong. We'll already be wrong about something else before you can hit send. I was told to put that message in front of the podcast after our last outing because we had many mistakes of things we said because we talked about comic books and none of us know anything about comic books.
Oh, what? No!
what wrong things did we say?
Many things.
Yeah, turns out I still don't give a fuck. And we'll continue to talk about comic books.
No, I need to know. I need to know.
Don't hit the goddamn table.
First of all, stop hitting the table. Second of all, you don't care. You know how I know that? Because you don't read comic books.
I read them sometimes.
No, you don't. People who read comic books read them all the time. Like Andrew. But Andrew also doesn't care because he's a grown ass man.
Am I?
Listen, I was trying to compliment you. Can you just shut up?
All right, cool.
Shut up.
Right? Anyways, guys, moving away from... Mm-hmm.
So who said we were supposed to put that up there?
Everybody, the entire internet.
A lot of people. Oh,
the entire internet.
I got differing versions of that from a few people.
Yeah, you guys need to shut the fuck up. About my...
They talk to me. I don't know.
About my comic books.
They're comic books.
I take this shit seriously. Okay? It's like sports. No, it's not like sports. Dog.
You mean Pogba?
It's in the game.
It is. Speaking of Pogba and in the game.
He's in the new Madden?
Sure. This week, I saw that Tom Hanks was in a movie.
Yeah, and I said... Did.
How is it possible that I've never heard of this movie? Tom Hanks is in it.
Because you don't watch trailers. That's how that works.
Good. And so I assumed, well, this must have... Then I looked how much money it made. Didn't make any. So I assumed, this must be a train wreck. Because Tom Hanks is in it. And no one went to see it, which is, I think, legally outlawed in this. Like, when Tom Hanks appears in movies, people just go and hand him awards. Because that's how it works. And partially wanted to watch this movie because I assumed it was going to be bad. Douglas sent me a message after the end of the movie, assuming that I didn't see that ahead of time. But I did. I saw it.
I did not. I had no clue until right then. And I was like,
right. And so you would have seen a trailer for this. But watch this movie.
You see, the difference is, Damon, I know you didn't see the trailer, but let me explain to you Douglas's trailer experience of this movie. He saw the trailer, decided it looked like an okay-ish to whatever movie, but latched on to the fact that there was a talking head song.
Yup.
Right, which is what's at the opening of this movie.
Well done, trailer people. Well done.
And they blew that load real quick.
And he didn't notice director names, because unlike a Chris Nolan, say, they don't put that in large print.
Yeah, not for him. Not for him.
For Tom Tykwer. So the movie we're talking about, for people who are just tuning in, is A Hologram for the King.
No, I'm in Saudi Arabia. We're pitching a three-dimensional holographic meeting system to the king.
Excuse me. You the driver?
Driver, guy, hero.
Where are you from?
Boston.
Do you like Chicago?
Not in the winter.
No.
The band.
You know my love was meant to be.
Why are you going to command?
There's nothing happening there.
It's full steam ahead.
See for yourself.
Now he needs to learn.
The king won't be coming today.
Is where we are right now.
A different way of doing business.
Industrial city, business center, university.
Movie that came out this year? It was this year. Tom Hanks, directed by Tom Tykwer. Written by Tom Tykwer, based on a novel. Not written by Tom Tykwer. Which happens to be about an American salesman who flies to Saudi Arabia to sell some new hologram tech to the king of Saudi Arabia. Damien, you adore this movie.
I'm sorry, what?
I'm telling you.
Oh, you love this movie. So hard.
Uh-huh. Because you're the biggest Tom Tykwer fan.
I mean, I don't like to say it. Us. I don't like to say it out loud, but I definitely
You
am.
Cried during Perfume.
So good. Just the best movie.
So seriously, what did you really think about this movie?
So I'm looking at Google's thing when you type in actors' names and they show you a list of the movies. I've been scrolling for a while now and it's not putting this movie in. Oh, there it is.
I think they rank it by like popularity on the internet.
By goodness. Guys, you know that I... right, Tom Tykwer. We did a series on him not too long ago. We watched a lot of his movies.
Watched a few.
And we all came out of that positive, right? Douglas?
That series went so well that we haven't done another series. Right? And you know what's the worst part about it? When I proposed us to do that thing, I was so super into it and serious. And then I'm like, you know what? Because I don't want you guys to feel like I'm forcing you into like crazy people I like, I'm going to pick Douglas's person first, which was Tom Tykwer.
Right.
And look where it got us. I think we should try that one more time.
I think so too, just with far better directors. I started watching this movie and realized quickly that I had made a mistake. But it's a mistake that I had forced two other people to make along with me. And I think accepting that this movie couldn't be good made me actually enjoy this movie. Just the knowledge that it's not good, right? Just as soon as expectations hit rock bottom, I was able to see past this non-story, because, I mean, there's a story here, but come on. And I think of this movie now the same way I think about Salmon Fishing in Yemen.
Oh my God,
yes. I still have not watched that movie.
Don't.
I don't plan to, because the title is enough. Right.
Like, you see the title.
What's funny about that movie is I saw the title and
you're
I
like,
said,
there's no way.
This is a metaphor. Yeah. Right? There has to be something special about it. No, it's actually about salmon fishing.
The title, Hologram for a King. You're like, this has to be a metaphor. No, dog. But like Salmon Fishing, this movie has people in it that I'd watch on screen do pretty much anything at this point. And when the movie ended, I'm like, all right, sure. So I didn't hate this movie. But I will understand the two other points of view. And this is not a defending your movie thing, because I do not like this director at all. I am looking at his body of work now, and boy, I don't like this director.
Yeah, he
will you at least give points to Run Lola Run?
No, I remember specifically rewatching that because of the nonsense that took place in the marathon. I'm like, no, I remember liking Run Lola Run. Watch that movie. I went, no, I don't like Run Lola. Turns out, I like Cloud Atlas. But he didn't do Cloud Atlas by himself, no, did he?
He did a half of it.
Right. Mm-hmm. And it's probably the half I don't like, is what I'm going to tell myself.
So, I have to say, I kind of like this movie a little bit. A hologram for the king. Mm-hmm. And the thing about it is that, like, I like it for a very weirdly specific reason.
Right, Tom Hanks.
No, not even that.
His face.
Not even that. And I want to do this before Douglas talks. I don't want Douglas to tell you this reason. I don't want Douglas. When the movie starts up, it starts with that David Byrne Talking Heads song, How Did I Get Here? And weirdly enough, that's a song that I've heard people talk about a lot in the last like few years. I was never a big Talking Heads fan, or let me put it this way. I was never a Talking Heads anything. Like, I didn't really knew who the Talking Heads were for a long while.
Damian, Andrew, how dare you?
Up until like a couple years or more ago.
Really?
Where and I mean, the thing is, like, maybe I knew some of their songs, but I didn't know like their names or who David Byrne was or anything like that. Okay. Right? Slowly but surely, I've come around and I quite like them. I've listened to a few other albums now. I should listen to more. Mm-hmm. But that song, I've heard a lot of people talk about that song and talk about what they think of that song and the meaning of that song. And I kind of brought that into this movie. So when it opened up with that song, I started to paint everything that was happening with this movie with what I brought in as the meaning of that song, which I hear. Whenever you hear it, like, it becomes this mantra. Like, you hear that line, how did I get here? And some people will listen to music and be like, oh, it's just a lyric, right? But you can imagine a lot of people throughout their lives always asking themselves that question in times of not just success, but failure, right? And this movie becomes that question of how did I get here at the point of failure, where you're watching Tom Hanks be like, all right, I mean, I have to do this goddamn Saudi job because, like, I need to get some money for my daughter's education and all these things. And slowly but surely, the movie pieces together the answer to that question of how did I get here, with you seeing more and more of what brought him to the point of having to be in Saudi Arabia. The movie shifts at somewhere halfway through where it stops being him questioning his life to why is he here, kind of leaning into the love story that you see in this movie, which is all right? And I'm trying to ignore Douglas kind of laughing over there, which is all right, and it's perfectly okay. I mean,
my laughing is all right and perfectly okay.
Yeah. the love story, Joel. Like, she falls in love with him because he touches her hand. Is that...
I thought that this was Douglas's version
it's
of...
It's because he allows her to be alone with him.
Oh! I like to think that this is Douglas's version of a love story for that side of the world. Because every time we've talked about movies that happen in Turkey, in Iran...
Mm-hmm.
Every time that they're actually, like, culturally correct as to how people try to manage relationships over there, he gets upset because he has to see people deal with what they do there. No, he just saw somebody go, yeah, we're together. And he's probably...
What? Mm-hmm. I love how he has... Andrew.
Uh-huh.
So, for me to explain to you how this movie is actually just as bad, if not worse, than those, requires me to spoil the movie a little bit, so I won't say anything, but this movie is just as bad as all of those movies.
Yeah.
I don't know why you cannot immediately think of that, but sure.
Like, I think
they try to paper over some stuff.
I think the relationships that they talk about.
Oh no, there are things that are done.
Yeah.
On first dates, particularly.
I honestly don't know what you're talking about.
We don't need to keep this in the podcast. But Andrew, this woman, in order to ensure that people don't realize she's on a date with another man, fucking strips down,
wears men's boxers, so that all they see is two backs.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's not something that happens anywhere.
weirdly enough, I think it's because the way the movie presented it, it felt almost like another cute, adorable thing for them to do, as opposed to looking at it the way you looked at it, which is like, fuck that country, because...
No, absolutely. So they did try, and I think they succeeded to a certain level to make that more touching than horrendous.
Right.
But there was still a big piece of me that was like, yo...
Like,
if you didn't already decide this fella's for you, which actually I'm not even sure if she had at that point, that's, you know, actually either way,
I didn't buy the love story.
It was a really quick and dumb love story.
Right. No, listen, I get you seeing Tom Hanks and falling in love with Tom Hanks.
If the option
was there, I'd run off with Tom Hanks to my private beach house too. And strip down only to my boxer. So it's just two backs. Here's the thing. He's not playing Tom Hanks in this movie. He's playing some random dude. Right? With barely any personality.
Who, by the way, has his pick of the litter, apparently.
Yeah. Every woman, with the exception of the secretary, she was having not the front. Nope. She was having any of it.
There was also his assistant.
She was barely there. She wasn't in the movie.
Isn't that enough though? Based on the other encounters,
she fell asleep in the tent when he was there. I count that as just as.
Yeah. Okay, I won't even say that. So Douglas, you haven't really gone into your feelings on this movie.
I was going to say something so horrible.
Actually, I think I'm with you on this movie. It's meh. It's So Andrew, that's what I was dying over a while ago.
This shit just
happened. All right, so yeah, Andrew.
Yeah, like, but this is like, that is a Google image.
Oh, Tumblr, you horrible, horrible place.
Oh, did we get to here?
So yeah, Andrew, I'm kind of in your camp where I don't mind this movie. This movie is fine.
That's what Tom Hanks does.
Yeah. I think he probably has a lot to do with it. Also, to be honest, as scary, as just horrendous as some of the things that Sharita Chowdhury had to do to get into this man's pants, the love story was okay if you try and blush over certain things. I don't know why, but I have a hard time having a hard time about that. But this movie, it was, you know what it is? It's the type of movie that I come home to and watch on Netflix and fall asleep to.
Which means it was a perfect movie for you.
Yeah, it really doesn't involve much thinking, for me at least. It's fine. Tom Hanks, I like Tom Hanks, who doesn't? There's just not much about this movie. There's nothing special about it. It's just a movie. And then at the end, there are those four words directed by Tom Tickvall. I was so upset when I saw that. I wonder if somebody else directed it, if it would have been good. I think maybe it would have.
Yeah, I don't think he's good. I think that was the conclusion we came
to. Yeah, that was the conclusion. Because Damian, we finally found something. Perfume. Mm-hmm. It was so good for so long. And by the way, that movie's long. And then you have to... Like, I have decided I like that movie, but I had to make that conscious decision against my own free will to do so. You have to really forgive a lot.
Mm-mm. Nope.
Mm-mm. Sorry, one of the things that I felt watching this movie was a weird split in the film, as I kind of brought up. The sense of the first half being about him trying to figure out why the hell he's in Saudi Arabia and us kind of being taken on that journey. Versus the second half, which is the love story mm-hmm. of him and the doctor. I'm curious.
Being a man?
Yeah, yeah.
Two people will get that
joke. And for you two people, you're welcome.
Are those two people in the room?
Probably.
Yep.
Oh, okay.
That's good enough.
Did you guys feel that split? Did you guys like the movie you were seeing in the first half and the second half just go like, whatever?
No, or it was just like it was just
nothing happened in the first half.
It was a blanket of meh.
The first half, like, yeah. No, like, absolutely. Like, he landed and they gave him the runaround and it was so boring. And thank the Lord that Tom Hanks has enough charisma for you to just go, I'll stare at Tom Hanks a little more. This must be going somewhere.
This movie really was a coming-of-age film about a 60-year-old camel. I mean, that's all it was.
Like, are you calling Tom Hanks a camel?
He was in this one.
The part of the movie, like the part of the movie that I was actually interested in, was that crazy cab driver.
Like, yes, I really like him.
Wait, hold on. Mm-hmm. Damon, who's been complaining about talking.
That's how, right, that's how bad this movie is.
Yeah.
It made me like the people I hate the most in this world. He was a likable
character. Him and Tom Hanks were...
Right. Watching them be crazy. Great. Right? And the Joker is like, are you CIA? I was like, only part-time. Right? I watched the guy... Right. Watch the guy lose his mind. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But even that, they did nothing with. They're like, oh, you should shoot that wolf. Then he puts on the gun. And then we move on and we never see the cab driver again.
Yeah.
I thought it was cool where he was like, now I have to try and find out a way to convince him mm-hmm. you're not CIA.
Yeah.
And you think to yourself, what words could you say uh-huh. other than the obvious thing that he just said, which is for us logical people and not for...
I assume there was going to be some explanation about him being a cousin that was dropped on the head too early. but as you said, they didn't go anywhere mm-hmm. with that.
Right.
But then again, it's sad that that's what we're talking about, because that really shouldn't even be in this movie.
Throwaway this should theme, be exactly that did not belong in this movie at all.
That is the greatest part.
It's the highlight of the movie. There's also an actor that I love that appeared as a hologram.
Yes, he did.
For a hot 20 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
And
he was in the Q Branch.
There's like a story about his daughter that went to nowhere. This movie is the movie shot well, which, like, just go back to the Tom Tykwer marathon that we had, and just like word for word, the movie was shot well, but the story is trash, and so the movie is unbearable as a result. Except Tom Hanks by himself has so much charisma that he drags this movie from the trash heap where it belongs to watchability.
Tom Hanks was in Cloud Atlas.
Yes, he was.
Yeah, he was.
He did his friend a favor.
Mm-hmm.
He should stop doing favors.
Yeah. Yeah, he's done it. Put him back in good movies now. Please. I want to see him in things I actually want to watch up front.
Yes, please.
I was going, oh yeah, I want to watch that and Tom Hanks is in it.
How about that movie about the guy who crashed the plane in New Jersey?
Sully?
Mm-hmm.
In
it was New Jersey? I don't know where it is.
Mm-hmm.
I don't
know where it was. Jerseys.
Yeah. In the New Jerseys.
Yeah, one of them.
And Miss Marvel saved them.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I mean, off the bat, that's a movie I'm not going to like.
Yeah, because right? it's life story.
It's but American propaganda.
It is Tom Hanks.
Yeah, so you're going to watch it.
I even watched that pirate movie. That god awful pirate movie.
What pirate movie?
That Tom Hanks is in.
Mm-hmm. What pirate movie?
The one with
the one that you love.
The pirates.
The pirates. Captain Phillips.
Yeah. Oh, okay. The like, pirates. Whenever you say pirates, I think of, like, Hook in my head. Like, for some reason, I know that there are pirates, mm-hmm. but, like, it didn't click.
Yeah, like, okay, actual okay, pirates.
Sorry. They are large boat stealing technicians. Like, what do you want to call them?
The water bandits.
You have to say the
aquatic
line.
Aquatic thieves.
You have to say the line, I am the captain now, right?
No, he cannot.
Nope. That movie, and again, but for one thing in that movie is horrible. At least this one is passable.
That movie is not horrible. I'm very sorry, sir.
I really like the end when he's in his PTSD mode. Nah. But outside of that,
you're wrong.
The movie sucks.
You're wrong. I do not agree with that assessment of Captain Phillips. It's not the greatest movie. It shouldn't have. I mean, the guy, the aquatic bandit should have won.
The lead aquatic bandit should have won. For what, Damien? For walking and talking?
For his performance.
For walking
He's
and talking.
He's not that guy. It's pretty good.
It's not that good.
It's pretty good.
No, it's not.
Damien, should I watch Eye in the Sky?
Ho ho! Another piece of hot garbage. That again was only released because somebody in it died.
I know you've seen it.
No.
Damien, I know you've seen it. Should I watch it?
If it's taking Damien this long, and you know it's taking him this long because he likes one person. Yeah. Actually, two persons in that movie.
Yeah, a lot. Right? Like a lot.
Yeah.
Don't do it though.
Andrew, that was originally meant to be straight to DVD. not straight to Blu-ray. Straight to DVD. Straight to VHS.
Betamax. Don't watch it.
Okay. All right, cool. Just making sure.
Don't do it to yourself.
Mm-mm.
I mean, with Tom Hanks, it wasn't as much because I'd seen him in as a lead man in a proper movie last year. Where he negotiated his way out of wherever.
Another meh movie.
Yeah, but who cares?
It's great.
No.
No. Mm-hmm.
It's like it's a 3 if I'm feeling generous.
Exactly. So, it's a 3.5. So, that movie is completely average. This one we just spoke about is a little bit better than average because you can enjoy parts of it.
This movie's not better
than It's enjoyable.
I'll give this movie a 2 out of sheer bias.
What?
Towards Tom Hanks.
So you prefer other one?
Bridge of Spies is clearly a better movie.
Technically,
Clearly a better movie.
Technically, but
I think you should watch it again.
It is clearly better.
Entertainment.
There's a story in Bridge of Spies.
But there is little entertainment in Bridge of Spies.
No, but there's a story that you can follow in Bridge of Spies. This movie, I still don't know what this movie is about. Just holograms and a king that appeared one time.
Yes.
And
so that's why it's a hologram for a king, not a hologram for two kings.
The king.
Here's to honor among thieves.
Not a thief.
She's not a thief. Well, we almost pulled it off, despite what everybody thought. Worst part of it is they're gonna blame us for the whole thing. And they can't have people knowing the truth. We're the patsies, the cover-up. Don't forget, we're the bad guys.
We're going to stop talking about Tom Hanks movies now. Tom Hanks is over.
We don't care.
Nope, we're not talking about Money Pit.
I actually didn't like that movie.
Can we talk about Suicide Squad?
Well, we can talk about Suicide Squad.
Okay.
Damien,
mm-hmm.
put your case forward,
right,
for Suicide Squad, because I know you take umbrage to my classification.
What's his classification?
His classification is meh.
It's okay.
Okay.
It's movies. You can take it or leave it. It's been a while since I've seen Will Smith be Will Smith. He started coming back in movies, but they weren't good movies. Like, he was trying to bring his son into the movie game.
Is your whole argument for this movie that Will Smith was good in it? Because I agree with that one statement.
Margot Robbie was awesome.
Yes, she was.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was.
Davis was also real good in this.
I suppose she was fine, but she was not a point of focus for me.
She knows how to get away with murder.
Yeah. Well done. That's pretty good.
Andrew.
That's pretty good.
But you know who was good in it, and I didn't really think was going to be, or not was going to be, but I would care about, was Jared Leto or Leto. I don't know how to pronounce his name.
He hates him as the Joker. All right,
let me explain this, Damien.
He hates jokers and people who play the Joker.
Damien, I don't so much hate Jared Leto's Joker.
I know.
As much as I hate the fact that he's in a movie that he isn't supposed to be in. Right, and I'm not talking about, like, I was there for the script revisions, and those fuckers just, it was mainly that watching the movie, like, every time it shifted between, it felt bad, right? It felt like they needed to make a decision. They needed to decide whether they were making a movie about Joker getting things, or a movie about Suicide Squad being Suicide Squad. And every time it moved between, it just hurt me. It just made me feel, like, distracted and just generally just out of the movie.
That's crazy that like, you care like, that much about like stupid movie.
Like, if we just talk about, like, Joker scenes happening, there are things about it that are cool, right?
Oh, that Lamborghini driving into the river.
And there are things about the characters that I'm happy to see because they just look badass and just weirdly psychotic. But would I want to see an hour-long, 90-minute Joker movie with Jared Leto? Maybe. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
His
kind of crazy seems okay.
Would I also more likely want to see a full 90-minute movie of actual Suicide Squad? Oh, okay. More so.
I thought he was going to say Boomerang Alone and then...
No. Yeah. I'm not going to give him Alone. Right?
Because I know that's what you want.
Yeah, he likes the Boomerang.
I do like Captain Boomerang.
Yeah. And I have to tell you...
Seems weird.
I don't know exactly where I fall on this movie yet. Because I feel like I need to watch it again. But it definitely felt kind of all over the place. And just not focused enough. But I did really like Harley Quinn.
And Deadshot.
And Joker.
And Viola Davis. Being a monster.
Viola Davis was exactly what she needed to be. But it wasn't something that I latched on to.
I like Joel Kinnaman in this movie.
Who is that?
He's the non-superhero guy.
Oh, he's RoboCop.
Yes, RoboCop. Mm-hmm.
Okay. He was fine.
Like
was okay.
I haven't liked him in a real movie yet.
My issue with this movie is the same issue I have with all superhero movies at this point, is that they're trying to tell one large story that I could not give any less of.
Are you talking about like the concept of the universe thing that they're doing?
The whatever. Having one movie try to set up things for other movies is it is ridiculous. Right? I want everyone to cut the shit. It was cute, but I knew this is where it was going to go. And the more it goes down this road, it's the more annoying it is. Because it's hard to write. If you can't write one good movie, you can't then get me to be excited for what the future will bring if the movie I'm watching at the time is trash. The second problem I have is that all comic book movies have reached the point where Dragon Ball Z reached years and years ago, where it's all the fighting is dumb. And because they're super powered, there's no way to rein it in. You can't have them not fight a million things or one giant thing. So there's no hand-to-hand fights. There's nothing that you can do that will just look awesome because of the fighting is awesome. Because it's all CG horseshit.
Well,
this point.
No, I suppose you could make a movie for the worst X-Men in the world.
Yeah, and that would be funny. 13 people would watch it. Like, even the movies that are.
Douglas, don't tease me.
Like, the Deadpool
that
movie.
That was awesome.
The Deadpool movie, how did that end? It ended terribly. There's just him shooting 19 million things. And you go, like, I like this movie, but this part
they
is throwaway.
Nothing compares to that movie.
Nothing does compare to that movie. Or to you, Douglas. And the more I sit down and think about the superhero movies that
Damon,
I like. Yeah.
How dare you pretend that you think... Uh-huh. Right, don't do that.
Right,
don't put that out.
And that is the problem. Right. Now they've made so much of them. I have time to think about all of them. I like the Captain America 2, and I like the first time there was many superheroes kicking the shit out of a lot of things.
How about Guardians
the first
of the
Avengers.
Galaxy?
That is fun, but think about how that movie ended. They held a stone and killed a thing. Like
they called Captain Planet.
No, they danced.
Right. There's no...
There was a dance-off.
How do you get the end of the movie to be dope? Right? It's hard because...
You could just watch dope.
Stop it. Right? Even the Star Trek movie, it's a lot of things attacking a thing at the end of the movie. Like all of these movies now is just a swarm of shit attacking the good guys and them somehow finding a way to stop it. The Star Trek movie ended how the Guardians of the Galaxy movie ended. It's basically, they're basically the same movie. Right? That last Star Trek movie. Right. And that's how, like, there's no, where do you go from here? Like, how do you make the fight scenes better? There's...
You do the new 4D thing where they pump scents at you.
Right.
And
you put on your Oculus Rift. Right. And you stab Douglas in the neck. The last fight scenes that I enjoyed was the Superman movie. Just Man of Steel.
You mean the one that only three people who are in this room enjoyed?
I don't care about that. Like, people not liking that movie, I don't care. But
don't
that's
understand.
The last time.
I don't understand how...
Yeah.
Why we...
I don't care.
I don't get it.
But Douglas, you don't have to care because people on the internet are wrong. That's why we made the t-shirts.
Yep, pretty much. Yeah.
I want those t-shirts.
But there's nothing...
I really do, David.
I'm working on it. I really
I want it by...
The time you leave, yeah. I'll get it. You know I'm going to try.
Okay, thank you.
Get it done. It's real. This... Like... I don't make a lot of money, but the little money I do make, I try to spend on the dumbest things possible.
What's that word? I forgot. What's the word that you use to talk about these things? The
fixments?
The proper fixments.
Anyways, getting back to this, right?
Harm's House.
All of these movies. It's something that I've talked about a lot. Like, first of all, there are basically two things you mentioned in there to talk about. Number one is the whole extended universe concept.
Yeah, I'm done.
And the other one is lots of CG fighting.
Yes.
Right? I talked about the CG fighting when X-Men came out. The whole idea of mental things and things just flying around and nothing is really happening physically as far as we're concerned watching the action. And it gets kind of tiring. Right? The exceptions to the rule so far, I'd like to go to the TV. Right? Because when we're looking at all of the CW shows...
CW?
All of the CW shows.
That
is actually good. I'm throwing Supergirl in there.
Of course.
No, because it's now part of CW.
Right. No, I agree. Mm. But there's only one that's actually good. There are others that we watch and pretend like we enjoy.
Douglas,
but there's
like,
only
like
one
to,
that is good.
I'm going to turn off your mic in a minute.
All right, cool.
I'm going to turn off your mic in a minute. And the
CW show and two backup dancers.
But they're also diverse. The weirdest thing about those shows is that, first of all, the argument against them is that at the end of the day, even though they're all super powered and a lot of CG is involved and stuff, there is still physical kinetic connections, actual punching and kicking between characters. So Flash actually has to touch Right, yes, he runs up and hits him, or he does a thing.
Yeah, but Flash is, like, he's the one that I have the most objections to.
Right, Supergirl.
Because he gets hit by people that are so much slower than he is.
But, Damon, we're not getting to the point of it making sense. I'm talking about when...
No, I understand what you're saying, I agree, but it's just so stupid. he's so fast.
The extended universe thing, I've aired my grievances from time to time about
where?
It.
On the internet?
On here.
Oh, all
right?
Right, cool.
I've talked about it. I've talked about the... What I like to say is the TV-ification of movies, where they're like, look, this is no longer a movie you're watching. You're watching an episode of a series that we have to inform the next one. And there are, in my mind, really bad ones where it feels too much... is done to the service of the next one, as opposed to them just enjoying this one. And there are ones where it's allowed me to forget it for the most part.
Right, so then it feels shoehorned in.
Right?
You're like, I like this movie, except for whatever the hell that was.
No, it's more like if, even though I know Suicide Squad definitely isn't a great example, if for example, Suicide Squad, it has that ending after the credit scene,
mm-hmm.
right? It's like, for example, if in my head, if Suicide Squad cut out that end credit scene, even though there are other things in it, right? Like, that scene felt like the most pointy, right? It felt like they were like, we need that Nick Fury Iron Man scene that everyone raved about 10 years ago when Iron Man came out. Mm-hmm. And we're like, oh shit, yeah, we're getting more Marvel things. They're like, we need that scene, even though you already had the interconnecting stuff that were already in there that, for the most part, like, it wouldn't have killed you, right? It would have been the thing that you complained about if you already disliked the movie. Kind of like us talking about bad CG in movies, right? It's not the thing that definitely made you hate the movie, but now that you hate it,
right,
you're going to add it to the list of reasons other people should not like this movie. I feel that DC is going to get a bad rap for doing the extended universe only because A, people are actually not liking the movies right now, and B, unlike Marvel, which I won't say this objectively, but for the most part, it took a few movies for people to decide that they didn't like a movie. Douglas, you be quiet for a moment. I'm not talking about you.
Not you, Douglas.
I'm talking about
you.
Generally, right? Yeah. People were, like, super down, like, from Iron Man to just going ahead, right? Mm-hmm. Thor was, like, six movies in.
So, oh, I see what you're saying. Didn't, like, it. Oh, okay. I thought you meant... I get you. All right.
Point taken.
Right? Yeah, right. Point taken.
No, there were a lot of people that didn't like Man of Steel.
But there was the Hulk, just saying. Because that movie was hard.
There were a lot of people that didn't like Batman versus Superman. And
yeah,
a lot of
people don't like
any
of
those. And a lot of people don't like Suicide Squad coming out of this weekend, right? And it gets to the point where they're like, alright, it'd be one thing if we just didn't like this movie, but you guys are promising, like, a whole universe of movies.
I think outside of Chris Nolan, outside of Batman, right? I think the last DC comic movie that people liked was probably one of the Supermen from the 70s.
Right. And here...
I just realized, like, not to cut you, or sorry to cut you, but I just realized something about the DC side, right? I think a lot of this hatred is coming from Marvel fanboys.
Oh, absolutely.
People are
I think the people who like the movies... don't give enough of... Like, no one wants to get into an actual comic book argument with the lunatics. So they've just won by the mere fact that they're louder. Because all of these movies keep opening with giant numbers. Mm-hmm. Right? And then the people go and watch it and enjoy it. And then shut up. And then Marvel people lose their... and treat it like these movies are the end of the... But... Suicide Squad just opened with like
130,
right? Which is like record openings for this. If everyone has hated, if it started from Man of Steel, and then they hated Batman, Superman, and they hated, like, if it's just this long stream, then why do people keep showing up in that larger number.
Well,
to watch
I would argue
Batman that name is not in this movie.
I know. Joker I would argue that Joker for is. This movie mm-hmm. in particular, Will Smith was in this movie,
right?
And when he did Men in Black, he actually kept the Neuralizer.
Right.
And he used it on every person in the continental United States so that they forgot every other
like, these movies keep making, like, $900 million worldwide, which I understand isn't really a good metric because Transformers exist. Right? I get that. But it can't just be children.
But here's the thing, right? And, like, I don't want to get to the Marvel DC part because that gets super weird because
I think that's what like it just like it's the only thing that feels like because these movies get so much shit as if people have forgotten that they're comic book movies. I don't like what do people want out of comic book movies now?
They want it to ring true to the original source material.
Douglas, don't do it. Don't bring that up. Don't do it.
Can we keep going on this? Can we just see how long? All right, I'm going to hide this, and we're just going to keep talking comic books,
okay?
And see how long it takes Andrew to just finish this part. Just hit stop on Audacity.
So yeah, the extended universe thing at DC, I think part of it is that there is right now a negative feeling towards a lot of the DC movies so far. And added to that, the fact that they're doing the extended universe, given that Marvel has already put their foothold in it, right? Where being second, like if Marvel didn't exist, right?
I think that's
and if they were the first doing it, right? There would be a lot of forgiving going around, where they'd be like, all right, maybe the next one is good, right? They'd have a positive hope. Right, but now that there's
a new hope,
but since they're second in the market, everyone is now just comparing them to what. Even if retroactively, Damon, you've decided you don't like certain Marvel movies, at the time you remember when the universe was starting.
Yeah,
and
the thing about it too is that nobody. So DC now, because of the Marvel thing, is able to hit out of the park and try and like really. Outdo themselves, but nobody really remembers that Iron Man wasn't the start of this, right? There were 200 X-Men movies, even though, to be fair, the X-Men movies did well, but there were all these other movies that Marvel kind of just outsourced, because they were like,
we don't have the money for this,
give us some money, do whatever you
how
want.
How long it took
it.
Them to get Daredevil
and, you know,
back?
Look at Fantastic Four. Right. Do you remember those Fantastic Four movies?
I tried not to.
Wow, and there are all of these things that were horrible. And I'm sure at the time, the people that were making them, Fox in particular, because I think Fox is both X-Men and Fantastic Four, were saying, we can probably try something, maybe not as a large scale as what Marvel is doing now, or what DC is trying to do now, but we want to do something to make it huge. And it took, I would say, what? Is that at least 15 years? Maybe 20? To get to where we are now. So
it took a lot of Spider-Man,
Spider-Man, I didn't even remember that.
Fantastic Four
movies exactly.
And then Chris Nolan
just
confused people by telling a story in a comic book movie. And now we're here.
Yeah. And
I mean,
DC
Batman has been the relic of DC. He's the guy who, for the last 30 years, they've been making movies about.
Because he's the most dope.
Right, true. But because they were like, we're not doing universes, we're just doing Batman. And they just concentrate on that. Mm-hmm. So know that DC is second to the market.
Right,
everyone is doing the awesome comparison,
they're
of
like,
course. And,
yeah, they're the Me Toos.
Right?
Yeah,
and worse, the fact that DC seems to want to go at like breakneck speeds to get into it.
Right, they're just jumping all of the steps.
Mm-hmm. Right. Marvel, like, as much as we want to kid about it, like, for those first 5-6 movies, they were like just like the tiniest of hints. Like, even if the one scene was all they had, they were like, we've made an Iron Man movie, then we're tacking on one scene.
Yeah.
We've made
this movie. We're tacking on one scene.
It's and only in the last 5 years where they're like, guess what, guys?
And the build-up was so great that I remember when the Avengers movie was coming out, everybody was like, how are they going to get all these people in the same movie? It's going to be a train wreck. And while it did cause the director of Avengers to have a mental breakdown, he got it done.
Right. And I think that's really the reason why there's such a tone to all of the DC conversations. I do think that Suicide Squad is a messy movie. I do think that Batman vs. Superman isn't perfect.
Oh, right? No.
I, like you, sit here and laugh at Superman haters because that Man of Steel movie is pretty great.
It's so good.
And I still sit here in hope of other DC movies because I've gotten to like some of the characters at this point.
Right? Everybody was like, Ben Affleck is going to ruin this entire thing.
What was that? He said he liked the
I can't believe it. I thought he was actually
a boomerang.
Like saying, oh, we need to wrap this up for it. No. God damn it. Like, when Ben Affleck was announced and the whole internet decided that they were dying. Oh, these two idiots.
Aren't you happy you're not competitive?
This is the worst.
Aren't you happy,
podcast.
David?
I don't wait to listen to this and hear all of this nonsense. Morons.
So, Andrew, I think, because first of all, we're going to have our daily breakfast podcast again.
Which is awesome. Hearing you people scrape plates.
Yeah, I know, it's great.
And chew on a podcast.
And be happy.
It's delightful.
It's fantastic. But we need to shout out Damian in some way, shape, or form.
Actually, I was thinking it'd probably be better for us to do post-midnight podcasts where I just drag in someone.
That'd be good,
right
too.
Right after the midnight
Hey, we can
movie.
Do beginning and end of the day.
I think that might be too much content.
Right, not for this website, we can't do that. Break the feed. Ben Affleck was actually the best part of the Batman Superman movie. He was so good. And even seeing him in this
movie. I think I might have been the only person who was like super ready for Ben Affleck Batman before the movie. Like, I felt it was coming. I knew I do know why there's this and I'm not talking about the fact that there were
yet
bad
another
movies,
example
right?
of Marvel not quite hitting the mark.
Right. For me, it was just dumb people making dumb conclusions.
Batflick.
Because they were like, he was bad in a comic book movie
19 years ago.
He's in any comic book movie. Fuck that guy.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
He wasn't a good Daredevil, so he can't be a good Batman. 1 + 1 is chicken.
I haven't seen Argo.
Yeah. Or The Town. Or any of the other movies he made since that time. Because I'm a jackass that only reads comic books and argues with idiots on the internet.
Argue with people
hashtag Reddit / comics. You fucking assholes.
Damien, you're mean.
Yeah, to people who use Reddit, I really am.
I've read AMAs.
I thought...
Does that make
me a
bad
person?
There was
a time I went, 4chan will be the death of the internet. And it almost was. But then Reddit came along.
And saved
Reddit
the day.
Reddit really is the death of it.
Alright, sorry. Is there anything else we want to talk about with this DC Marvel thing?
No.
Or are we wrapping up? Douglas, you've seen very quiet.
I want them to stop making these
movies. Yeah, I don't know. I mean...
Can we talk about the Olympics?
No. We're not talking about
South
the Olympics.
South Korea won.
We're not talking about how America... Archery. How America broke swimming world records like 5 times in a row.
The British guy also broke swimming records.
Which one?
He broke the 100 meter breaststroke. By a lot.
I'm actually...
Like a lot.
I'm actually... I wonder if Aaliyah can break that record.
I doubt it.
She holds the record.
I doubt it.
She does.
I know, but I'm saying I doubt it. She can't break our record. She will not win that race.
All right, there's something I kind of want to talk about.
If she breaks our record, then she should probably medal.
No, but she's currently the fastest person in that... Oh, she tied with somebody, but yes, she has.
Let's not go down this road.
She's swum the world record speed for that event. You know this. Yes, she has.
So this is why I didn't want to talk about the Olympics. I was listening to someone
click clack on your phone.
I was listening to some of the podcast today.
Again.
You know I'm going to keep doing it. Why do you keep being surprised? And they brought up something that I have been kind of thinking about, but I feel their argument was a little bit too ridiculous. Anyways, I still think it's something to discuss, and it comes back to representation in films. There's been a weird conversation.
Oh, okay.
That's important.
Right. I don't watch. Right. Things. Right. Sorry, Andrew.
comes back to representation in films, and has to do with black actors in movies, especially in blockbuster movies, right?
Oh, I know where this is going.
One of the things people have been noting recently is the idea that anytime someone of color gets to be in one of these big blockbuster movies, let's say 9 times out of 10, you probably don't know that because they're all covered in makeup or CGI. If a black person's in a big blockbuster, 9 times out of 10, they're playing a character in CGI or makeup.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Really?
For the most part. But no, Will Smith is back.
Yeah. All right, Will Smith doesn't count. He's white.
And Denzel also doesn't count. He's also white. So if we take them two out, then it's a train wreck.
Actually, you know, so I decided I don't want to talk about this anymore.
No, all right. What we can talk about is the fact that there was a lady that Disney gave more than $100 million to make a movie. And it's the first time a black woman has been given that amount of money.
Or are you talking about the... Which movie are you talking about?
Some Disney movie. I don't know. I don't care. I just...
Which director is that?
The lady that did Selma, was it?
Is it Ava What's-Her-Face?
Ava DuVernay?
Yeah. Right. She was given blockbuster-type money to make a blockbuster type movie, and she's the first black woman to have gotten that amount of money. And she tweeted about it, and it feels weird to cheerlead movies that I don't know anything about or haven't seen, because in the name of diversity, and I've never normally done it. Like, now that it's an issue because white people are talking about it, I used to be able to watch and enjoy movies based on how good the movie was. And now I'm never going to be able to do that again. I'm going to know well ahead of time that the director was a woman or a person of color, etc., etc., and have that color my perception of the movie instead of just watching movies and enjoying movies, which on one hand is good for the people because I'm not making movies, so I don't need someone to set an example for me or to prove that a thing can be done, because that is an industry I'll never find myself in. But I understand that people younger than me that have dreams of making these movies need people like that. Much like our girl in the gym, in gymnastics. She won't win any medals, which was obvious from the beginning. But she's good enough to qualify, which will make girls behind her know that it is possible to qualify. And the more young girls that try from our country, the better we hope they'll get. And so I understand why it is happening, but it does make me watching. Like, I don't want things to shift my perspective of movies. Like I want to watch a movie first, the movie be good first, and then find out. Like the guy that made Hunger, right? I didn't know he was black. Because it did not matter. I was going to watch every movie he put out for the rest of my life without knowing that he was black. Like, that was an issue. And I didn't assume... Someone said to me, yeah, you just assumed he was white. I said, no. I just assumed he made good movies.
I actually think the whole of this thing, right? The way I look at it is a weird, simple way, which is that what we are in is we're in that transitionary period where eventually, hopefully, we'll get to the point that you want to be at, which is where it's just movies. And then maybe ancillary later on in life, you're like, oh, they're a black person, or it's a woman who made that movie, or it's interesting because they have that perception because of these things, right? But it's not the lead-in to your knowledge of that movie, right? Because soon enough, they're going to make it like how trailers are directed by Christopher Nolan, who gave you Inception.
Right.
It'll be brought to you by the company that hired a woman.
Right.
Here is the movie that
Disney
you want to watch.
Fosters you equality. Oh, come watch this movie. Like I love Kathryn Bigelow. Not because
that's a man, by the way.
Right, not because she made this awful movie about a vampire that no one can like. That's an absolute train wreck. If I'd only seen that movie that I don't want to call the name of ever again, alright, I would not have said, well, Kathryn Bigelow. And I understand that there's people who do think this way, but I don't and I understand that the world has to change rules because of the worst of society. That's why we can't drive at 200 miles an hour. Like, if you don't crash at 200 miles an hour, you should be allowed to. But then there's people that will drive at 30 miles an hour and kill 19 people. So that's why your speed limit's coming.
Is that why?
Yeah, you have to legislate stupidity. Which is what is happening.
Jim Jeffries said that.
Right?
Yes.
Jim Jeffries is an idiot. No, we should not listen to him. So I get it. On the face of it, obviously this is what we have to do. We have to force the issue because there's too many people who would have said, well, Kathryn Bigelow made a shitty movie, so it must mean that women make shitty movies and then gone on with their lives and just continue down that road.
Which
is horrifying, but...
It is. And it's but sad, there's nothing it's sad, that... So you hear me very silent when we talk about this because it's odd. I'm not very, what's the word, passionate about this, but... Because for me, it's one of those things where it's like, oh, wait, you haven't been doing that?
Yeah,
you should do that.
why wasn't this being done?
Exactly. And that is where it should... I don't understand anybody being like, but no, we don't want to.
But the thing doing doesn't help the situation.
Oh, of course
which
not.
Is like, also part of the like problem.
The two things I always like to point at is one of Douglas's favorite shows, Master of None. With Aziz Ansari.
And he's super... he's very vocal about those kind of things in that show.
He has that one scene where he's trying to get that Indian show off the ground. And the guy talks about it and he's like, look, I'm not saying an Indian show won't make money, right? Or it won't do well. But we have no metric that says it will. Therefore, we're not going to try it.
Right.
Because we don't want to be the first one.
Right, it costs so much money. So,
And the other thing I like to point out, which I saw recently, I don't know which show this was. It was probably like something like The Talk or something. Someone showed me a YouTube clip of... it was on the Seth Meyers Late Night Show. Leslie Jones, who went through the latest of stories of people being harassed online.
Just real dicks.
For no reason other than being in a good movie. Right?
My sincere hope is that all of these people are teenagers. Like, I have to believe that in my head.
That they can be diverted to, along the right path.
No, that they'll grow out of this. Like, I have to, that, like, I don't like being naive in a lot of situations. This is the one area that I cling to that hope.
So, there's this clip of her telling a story. Because she was asked about it through all of these talk shows about all of the harassment that she got and all that stuff. And she ended up telling this story about one of the reasons why she ended up starting doing comedy and being... Like, everyone who's ever told a story about Leslie Jones starts it with the addendum, you know. Like, I saw her and I didn't think, oh, she's a funny person. I just saw a unconventionally beautiful woman. And she started telling a story about how the thing that got her was seeing Whoopi Goldberg do stand-up, right? Who, I can barely remember watching stand-up. I can't tell you if Whoopi Goldberg was funny or not doing stand-up at this point.
I can tell you.
We're not going to talk about that. But the fact that, basically that thing you were talking about, yeah. Damien, where Leslie Jones was like, because for the first time I got to see someone like me do it, I immediately thought, oh, it can be done.
Yeah.
And then she goes on to do it. Huh. Or at least try to do it. And then, of course, she's now successful being a big SNL cast member and now
in
Ghostbusters.
Such
which
a
is,
good movie.
Right. And hopefully she has even more success as the years go on.
Like, it is...
Actually, I've actually never seen Leslie Jones stand up. I wonder what her stand up
is. Oh, it's
she's.
Is it really?
Yeah, it's really funny.
All right, hold on, Damon. Mm-hmm. I understand you're talking to me. Let's ask another question. Right? Oh, is it Douglas Good?
No, nothing is Douglas Good. Like Jim Jeffries is the one. Like it's Bill Burr and Jim Jeffries. Like that's not a bar people can aim for.
Yep.
That's lunacy.
Angry white men.
Right. Douglas
you
is
know,
comedy
George,
path leads
George Carlin is already on that,
right.
Also on that
right.
bar.
What's that?
George Carlin right. is also
Douglas
on that
is yeah. comedy path. Yeah. That is a way that leads only to madness. Like, there's nothing there. Like, it's four white dudes screaming at people. It's Louis Black, George Carlin, Bill Burr, and Jim Jeffries. And that's it. Like, what do you do over
right,
there?
I just want to make sure you clarify. Because yeah. Douglas seemed to be confused.
Douglas
like,
is a lunatic.
Thought you were talking to him.
Right. You enjoyed Bo Burnham's special, right?
Oh.
So you will also enjoy Leslie Jones.
Right.
It's not the same kind of act, but if you enjoy that, it means you enjoy things that aren't what Douglas likes, and so you'll be fine.
Okay, cool.
If she tells jokes.
I'll see if I can seek it out.
And
I'll
it's funny
if I
jokes.
Can seek it out. That seems wrong.
part of it is that I grew up in a house filled with women, so I never learned that there are things that men are supposed to do and women aren't supposed to do or vice. Like, I
you learn to get hit.
Right. I grew up and despite being with a I remember at one point there was 13 older women than me in the house and I still had to wash the dish. Like, the women didn't wash dishes or clean house. I did all of that. But I had to go buy groceries. So I didn't grow up going, well, I'm a man, so... I'm not washing any dishes. Because
so
if I'd said that at some point, I'd be dead now.
So essentially, your life, as you knew it, right. was that movie that's coming out where
right.
the
yeah.
men are dying out.
That's basic. And what my life continues to be to this day.
They said no more than
where
two of you.
The women in my life make major decisions and I count money. Like, this is literally all. It's what I'm there for. To keep them from spending all of our money. That's it. So, but I understand that sitting on, like, this is an issue where you can't just sit on the fence because then you're not helping. This upcoming US election has been hilarious because one guy is a racist dragon and the other one is the first woman to be nominated. So you'd think just by the virtue of that, more people would have gone, well, clearly I have to vote for her. Because it's a her, and that's never happened before. So even if she's not going to be great, just so that I can show more than half the population, because that's how science works, there's always going to be more women to keep the numbers continuing. You'd go, oh yeah, I'll vote for her because she's a her. So let's do this. And just watching people interview women and... them saying just the most heinous shit, and you're like, wait, this, like, did you look? When was the last time you looked down? Like, she has your parts, you should be on the same. Like, it's not the best reason to vote for somebody, it never is, right? Lots of people voted for Obama because he was the same shade as they were. All right, cool. What do you know about politics? I don't know anything about politics. What I do know is that a man running is the same skin color as me. So he gets my vote. Do you know if he's good? I remember for. I don't understand why it's like. It seems extra hard whenever it comes to like.
It also
especially can, women. Like, why is it always so much more. Like, why is it always so much more difficult with women? Like, the equal pay thing, right?
It also helps Damien that it's not our culture.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
As much as we peer into that culture a lot.
Yeah.
Through
we don't like soda and cheese.
Through our movies, through our media, mm-hmm. through all of the products that we love. Because we don't make those things, right? Even though probably China does all
but
of that.
But I stand up for the national anthem every time I go to watch an American movie. my patriotic duty.
That we just kind of look at it and go, really? You don't think that? Like,
yeah, I guess it seems weird as an outsider.
Right. And as much as we like, there's a weird connection that we have with that culture, but we're always going to be on the outside of that culture because every time, because we only look at it through the agreeing parts, right?
Right.
Where we're like, oh, right, sports, right? Or technology, right? We're like, yeah, we're down for that, right? Mm-hmm. But the minute that someone says, yeah, we got a big race problem over there, and you're like, really?
And gender problem.
Right? Really? Like, we're perfect. We're like,
right? We live in coconut trees here, and we don't have that problem. Jesus. We smoke weed.
Damon, don't tell them that. Don't tell them that.
That's what they believe. Why change the stereotype? You guys have cars here? No, it's just the bamboo rafts. We just raft all the way through the country. Smoking weed. Listening to Bob Marley
music. You know, if you walk past somebody 9 times out of 10, you're going to hear them say, "Ayo."
Wagwan, man. What?
All right, never. I think that's officially the point that I need to cut off this podcast. I think we need to ask Douglas Asia to talk about that. We've gone way too far.
We should send this to the tourist board. The ad for 2017.